96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Visitors will once again have the chance to step inside one of the Northwoods' most unique pieces of history. The former Al Capone hideout near Couderay is now open to the public on Saturdays and Sundays throughout July and August from noon until 6 p.m. The property is believed to have been used as a secret getaway by notorious Chicago gangster Al Capone during Prohibition. Today, the lodge is owned by the Couderay tribe. During the open house, visitors can tour the two-story stone lodge, explore the grounds, and learn more about the property's connection to Al Capone. The hideout is located at 12101 West County Road CC near Couderay. For more information, you can contact Susan Austin at 715-638-6936. The Shawamigan Nicolet National Forest is seeking applicants for a new resource advisory committee. The committee is being established under the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act and will provide recommendations to the National Forest on project proposals funded through the program. The committee will include 15 members appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture. Forest officials say membership will have balanced and diverse representation and include individuals who are recreation users, members of environmental organizations, elected officials, tribal representatives, school officials, timber industry representatives, and members of the public. Applicants must be Wisconsin residents, ideally from communities within the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest 12-county region. Selected members will serve 4-year terms, and the committee typically meets 2 or 3 times a year at the forest headquarters in Rhinelander. More information about the committee and the application process can be found on the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest website. Law enforcement authorities in Rice Lake say a lockdown at Marshfield Medical Center last week was caused by a swatting call. The Rice Lake Police Department, Barron County Sheriff's Office, and Wisconsin State Patrol responded to the hospital around 2:10 Thursday afternoon after an emergency department staff member reported receiving a phone call threatening a shooting. After arriving at the scene, officers placed the hospital on lockdown while they investigated. Police say after speaking with the staff member, they learned the caller had disguised his voice and claimed two men were on their way to the hospital and would arrive in about 20 minutes before hanging up. They say no additional calls or threats were received. Police later determined the threat was false and believe similar swatting calls were reported at other locations across Wisconsin that same day. The lockdown was lifted just after 4:15 p.m. and no one was injured. The Rice Lake Police Department says it will continue investigating the false threat while working with its law enforcement partners. Gas prices continue to trend downward across Wisconsin. According to GasBuddy, the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline fell 8.3 cents over the past week to $3.55 on Monday. That's more than 41 cents lower than a month ago, but still nearly 63 cents higher than this time last year. GasBuddy says prices declined in nearly every state over the past week, while diesel prices also dropped nationwide. Even with those declines, the national average reached about $3.74 a gallon on July 4th, making it the third most expensive Independence Day on record. While oil prices are down, GasBuddy officials say continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian refinery infrastructure is forcing Russia to shift from fuel exporter to importer. This is tightening global supplies and putting upward pressure on prices. They say until the refining supply picture improves, significant further drops at the pump may be limited. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Law enforcement authorities in Rice Lake say a lockdown at Marshfield Medical Center last week was caused by a swatting call. The Rice Lake Police Department, Barron County Sheriff's Office, and Wisconsin State Patrol responded to the hospital around 2:10 Thursday afternoon after an emergency department staff member reported receiving a phone call threatening a shooting. After arriving at the scene, officers placed the hospital on lockdown while they investigated. Police say after speaking with the staff member, they learned the caller had disguised his voice and claimed two men were on their way to the hospital and would arrive in about 20 minutes before hanging up. They say no additional calls or threats were received. Police later determined the threat was false and believe similar swatting calls were reported at other locations across Wisconsin that same day. The lockdown was lifted just after 4:15 p.m. and no one was injured. The Rice Lake Police Department says it will continue investigating the false threat while working with its law enforcement partners. Gas prices continue to trend downward across Wisconsin. According to Gas Buddy, the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline fell 8.3 cents over the past week to $3.55 on Monday. That's more than 41 cents lower than a month ago, but still nearly 63 cents higher than this time last year. Gas Buddy says prices declined in nearly every state over the past week, while diesel prices also dropped nationwide. Even with those declines, the national average reached about $3.74 a gallon on July 4th, making it the third most expensive Independence Day on record. While oil prices are down, Gas Buddy officials say continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian refinery infrastructure is forcing Russia to shift from fuel exporter to importer. This is tightening global supplies and putting upward pressure on prices. They say until the refining supply picture improves, significant further drops at the pump may be limited. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Authorities arrested two people on homicide charges last weekend after boaters allegedly spotted a human arm with a Packers tattoo in an Illinois lake. Illinois State Police say the human remains were found the weekend before the 4th in Lake Mattoon. That's in the central part of Illinois. Authorities later identified the man as 38-year-old Dale Wayne Turner of Plainfield. Police arrested 26-year-old James Adams and 62-year-old Robin Turner on charges of concealing a homicide and dismembering a human body. Court records show Turner was the victim's wife and Adam his half-brother. Police say they expect additional charges. Thousands of 4th of July travelers got a bit of freedom from recent exploding prices at the pump. But as Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us, we're still paying more than we were over last year's Independence Day.
Gas prices fell 8.3 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $3.55 on Monday. This is 41.4 cents per gallon, lower than a month ago, but almost 63 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say prices fell in nearly every state over the last week, with diesel declining in all 50. The national average of gasoline on July 4th priced in at the third most expensive Independence Day on record at $3.74. While oil prices are down, Gas Buddy officials say continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian refinery infrastructure is forcing Russia to shift from fuel exporter to importer. This is tightening global supplies and putting upward pressure on prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Gas experts say until the refining supply picture improves, significant further drops at the pump may be limited. Nonprofit groups across Wisconsin could get help boosting security as a new federal grant opens for applications. The program is aimed at organizations that may face threats because of their mission or beliefs. State officials say groups must show they are at risk and outline their security needs. Applications are due by July 15th. CDC officials say a diarrhea-causing parasite is making people sick across the country, including right here in Wisconsin. They say the parasite, called cyclosporiasis, is spread when contaminated water is sprayed on plants at farms. The parasite multiplies during humid conditions. Michigan recently saw a surge in cases, reporting nearly 600 cases as of July 4th. Wisconsin had fewer than 10 cases so far in the last report from the CDC. No specific food has been tied to the outbreak, but produce, including basil, cilantro, and berries have been cited in known cases. Doctors say you can avoid getting sick by washing produce with large amounts of clean water, washing your hands with soap and water before preparing food, and keeping fruits and vegetables chilled. We have new details about the Lake Geneva boating accident that claimed the lives of three children last Friday. Geneva Lake Police identified the children in a release yesterday as a 6-year-old boy and two girls ages 7 and 10. Police said the 47-year-old man operating the boat had extensive boating experience and all the children on board were wearing properly fitted life jackets. Police say the driver was trying to get to shore when at least two large waves broke over the bow, capsizing the boat. Divers found the sunken boat in 32 feet of water with the three child victims inside. They say the children died from drowning. The National Weather Service confirmed that the storm that capsized the boat packed winds of 90 to 100 miles per hour. A Rice Lake man is charged after allegedly trying to hire someone to kill the mother of his child following a custody dispute. A criminal complaint shows Tyler Krotow was in jail earlier this month for a separate case when he tried to hire a fellow inmate. The inmate told officials that Krotow repeatedly said he wanted his ex to die and that he wanted it to look like a fatal overdose. His plans included having the inmate's female acquaintance befriend the woman, then provide her with a fatal dose of drugs. Krotow is charged with solicitation of first-degree intentional homicide and faces up to 12 and a half years in prison, a $25,000 fine, or both. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A comeback win in St. Louis.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
Baseball. The Brewers were down 3-0, then scored 4 runs in the 7th to beat the Cardinals last night, 4-3. David Hamilton could miss some time. The speedy third baseman rounding first on a 2-run RBI double during that 7th inning rally and left with tightness in his left hamstring. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't know. As hamstrings go, they usually take a little time, so I'm anticipating it's going to take a little time.
Today it's a doubleheader against the Cardinals. Jacob Mizorowski with a starting game 1. World Cup soccer. The USA eliminated by Belgium last night, 4-1. The USA's head coach asked if news of President Trump calling FIFA was a distraction for the team.
I think we were not good enough today. We don't need to find another excuse or wasn't our day. It wasn't a situation that affect us on the group.
That's USA head coach Mauricio Pochettino. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high right around 86 tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are low 62 tomorrow. Another chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.